morning, Dr. Sonia Olson here, long-term emergency clinician and currently a clinician wellness trainer with Blue Pearl's health and well-being team.
And Diana Barone, Blue Pearl's Northeast regional social worker.
Together, we're going to be bringing you our new mobile wellness podcast, Shucking Oysters.
We're going to be cracking open those oysters to get a pearl of wellness wisdom. So let's dig in.
Hi, welcome back to Shucking Oysters. We are going to build upon our last conversation today. The last time we came together, we really honed in on the topic of self-compassion as a fundamental place of understanding and giving yourselves even these few moments of time to be with us in conversation. So this conversation today is around the next really important fundamental conversation of mindfulness. So our pearl today, Diana, around mindfulness, can you just help to explain a little bit about why mindfulness is important, maybe some definitions?
Yeah, totally. So simply breaking it down, we're going to be non-judgmentally present in the moment. And although that seems simple, I know that it's not in practice, but really just being grounded in the reality of the moment, not forming opinions about it, not getting attached to emotions about it, but just staying present in the what is.
Exactly. So what we're asking you to maybe consider is that in this place of life where there are changes and there are circumstances outside of your control always, the one and only thing you always have control over, my friends, is your mindset. With that, maybe we can then spend a little time developing the muscles of being a curious observer, of having this shift towards objectivity and framing the moments that you're in with curiosity, with what's called a beginner's mind as well, where there's maybe something to be learned in that moment. But really importantly, that you're also very intentionally choosing to be where you are with what is real, what are the facts, letting go of story, quieting down that inner critic, and just having the intention of then forming a more helpful space to respond to what's going on. So with Diana, what would you say are some of the benefits of taking time to really strengthen these muscles?
Yeah, so establishing that clear mindset is really going to allow you to recenter your energy, to quiet that noise around you, decrease anxiety, and helping you identify what is actually happening in the moment and maybe not living in what could happen or what is potentially going to happen later on. And then really those benefits extend beyond the time you're practicing and can provide that clarity and sense of calm in other moments to come.
So it's important, I think, when we talk about these topics, right? That's why we're spending some time doing definitions, because it's clear that we need to have some understanding of what it is, but also what it is not. So what would we say the opposite of mindfulness is? Probably be mindlessness, where you're just having this sort of disembodiment and you lose connection with yourself and with, honestly, with the inner wisdom and knowing that you have. There is truly something to be said for this interoception, proprioception that we each have and can bring to the moments that we're living in, and tap into that awareness, that listening, and that connection, rather than getting distracted. And thoughts can evoke feelings, and those things can really cause sort of a upwards movement of non-helpful energy. So we hope that maybe by taking some time to practice this, we might be better able to be mindful than mindless. So in that light, Diana, I think it would be super helpful to give them a practice, something that's really applicable to anywhere they go, since the whole point of this Shucking Oysters podcast is to be portable. So what, do you have an idea of maybe a practice they could try on?
Oh, totally. What a great idea. So I'd like to practice a grounding technique, because that is really going to enable us to tap into our five senses and achieve that state of mindfulness. And this one in particular is called 5-4-3-2-1. And we are going to tap into each of our senses using this exercise. So just taking a moment and first focusing on five things around you that you can see. If you are visually able to take in five things and count them out that are around you, and just merely stating that that's what it is that you see. And then looking at four things that you can feel, that you can touch. And again, not describing it in detail too much, but just identifying it. And three things that you can hear. Three things that you can hear around you. My voice might be one of them. And two things that you can smell that you're taking in. You might have to move around a little for that one, taking in two different smells. And then one thing that you can taste. So what's the taste that's left in your mouth? And again, not judging it, but just what it is. So again, thinking about the five things you can see around you and picking out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Four things you can touch or feel. This may also require some movement, but 4, 3, 2, 1. Three things that you can hear or listen to. My voice can certainly be one of them. So identifying 1, 2, 3. Two things you can smell around you. And then one final thing that you can taste. So this is just about refocusing on our senses and keeping us grounded in the moment. And as we do refocus and notice these things, not passing judgment on them or necessarily describing them, but just labeling them as they are.
Oh, Diana, that was wonderful. I found that really soothing. Thank you. As you were wrapping that up, you're hitting some really important points that the process is the practice. The practice is the process. There isn't a right or wrong. There is no perfect in doing this. So relax, let go of the judgment that naturally comes up. Just as humans, we're so likely to attach story and perhaps even criticism around how we do things, how we think things. Have that self-compassion to let that go and be just with the practice. And let it be whatever it is for you that day, because today will be different than tomorrow, and so on. So I find that just having ourselves moving into the space of creating habit that we're going to try and try again is the key here. Right, Diana?
Oh, totally. I mean, if I may quote one of our favorite mindfulness teachers is Yoda. And as he would say, try not, do or do not, there is no try. And in addition to that, I mean, I do want to make note of the father of mindfulness and where this does come from, the Vietnamese Tien Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh, who's really a prolific speaker, writer, teacher, and just conducting an internet search for the father of mindfulness will bring him up. and there's going to be a lot of good info to sort through there.
I love it. And thank you for the Yoda reference. That always makes me smile. So whenever we bring up a reference, by the way, it's very intentional that we're thinking of someone that embodies a lot of wonderful wisdom around whatever pearl we have brought to you. But we also know that if you get curious and you seek out their name and what they may have as far as additional writings and lectures, you'll find your way towards other resources as well, which may speak to you even more so. So I hope that that's helpful, that you will get curious and dig around a little bit and see what else is out there. So this all is leading up to, as we were saying, hopefully building new healthy habits that serve you in your personal life and in your work life. We really thank you so much for your attention and your time and for demonstrating some compassion towards yourself by sitting with us and being open to the conversation. We look forward to building these wonderful platforms of knowledge with you with each conversation that we have. So until the next time, continue to be the awesome humans that you are, the amazing caregivers that you are, and take good care.
And until the next pearl, ciao for now.
For more episodes of this podcast and other health and well-being resources, head to mypluepearlvet.com.